Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Seat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Heidi, hi. It's Niall and Show and Killian with you. Thursday, the week's flying by.
How are you now? Good morning. July 11th. Niall Show and Killian with you.
Why are you working on Moore Street selling apples? I'll get your apples and oranges.
Get your oranges. Get your lilies. Get your flowers. No, I don't know. I wanted to say happy July 11th and happy Bano and Rathangan show day to everybody.
Is that today?
Going.
I know that's a big deal, isn't it?
The only reason I know that is because my bestie was getting the horse ready last night.
Okay.
So, it is a big day. It's a bit, and hopefully the weather holds up. Like, I don't know what the numbers are for it, but like, I'd say hundreds
every year
of thousands.
I hear a lot, and I've never actually made it to the Bano and Rathangan show.
Yeah, I went years ago. But anyway, hope you all have a great day if you're up and about. My accents are really
y'all? Hope y'all have fun.
Y'all have some fun at Bano and Rathangan this afternoon. I've been watching some Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders on Netflix. I've been hooked on that.
Now, you also were watching football last night. You were giving analysis to myself and Killian there. Did you make it to the end?
I did. I like to surprise you.
Yeah. That's why you're tired this morning.
I am a bit tired, but it was... Oh, God. What a match. What a match.
Yeah.
England won, everybody. England won.
Yeah.
Last minute.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Niall?
I'm not saying anything I don't want to offend anybody, but look, they deserved it, and you know, all I'll say is Viva España!
What did you say?
You get your Duolingo out, get that Spanish app open.
Hola, ¿qué tal? La cuente, por favor.
Right, okay, we're here till 10 this morning. On the way, we got your final dilemma of the week around the Beat the Bomb and plenty more crack along the way too. I do need to warn you, I had a load of garlic last night, so sorry if there's a bang in the studio this morning.
From which end, Niall?
I had garlic dip with my 2-day-old pizza. We'll come back to that. Anyway, good morning and happy
morning
Thursday.
Morning, y'all.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and
Show. This is Beat. What a fence.
Lads.
What?
You're not going to believe what's on the ground in the studio.
Either an eyelash or a fingernail.
It's the latter.
Do you know what? I think you're the jinx. You've a long history with fingernails, don't you? Remember that bed incident?
First date I went on, a hotel date with Tommy. Yeah, there was a
nail in the bed.
Nail in the bed, and it looks.
Who do you think it is? I know we won't mention
it's
names.
It's a long one. That's all I'm saying. That's
right. I'm saying.
Wake up when I wake up in the morning.
And like,
wake up. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Has to be removed. Somebody call Rentacle.
I'll get rid of it with a wet wipe in a few minutes, don't worry.
Can I just come back to, very quickly before you go on to what you want to talk about, just to say, in the last hour when you weren't with me, I explained to my morning crew that I had eaten 2-day-old pizza for dinner last night. And
no,
I was like, is
that
fair game? Or Absolutely. Do people like think that's disgusting? Killian?
No. 2-day-old, maybe a bit disgusting. Well, 1-day-old.
Well, no, sorry, I got it on Tuesday and I ate it last night.
Yeah. So it's 24 hours old. Yeah. I do think it's best the next morning.
Yes.
24 hours later, it's getting a little bit crusty in the fridge.
No, because I heated it up.
Oh, I just ate it cold, you
no,
see.
No. Bernie said, glad you enjoyed it. No point wasting it. Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, Bernie. Waste not, want not.
Stephen was on, can't be pizza for breakfast the next morning. Mm. Show everyone in the house wouldn't try, don't know how good it is.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What was the deal with garlic dip? Did you have to buy a new garlic dip?
No, babes. I'm so clever. I asked Tom to get two, so I kept one.
You
for,
were thinking ahead.
I was up here
up
for
thinking.
And then finally, we'll wrap it on this, Brian. You're far from alone on the Pizza Thing show. Controversial here. Got some Sunday night and had the leftovers Tuesday morning.
No.
Oh, God, Brian, I don't know where we sit on it.
Thick skin on that by the time you got at it.
You've got a good immune system, shall we say.
Some pizza brands work better for the afters than others. That's all I'll say. Okay?
Okay.
That's
all right.
Fair. Yeah.
Right. We shall leave it there. Thank you for your correspondence this morning.
Let's push on. Huge amount to be said for outdoor play, isn't there? Getting out in the sunshine.
When was the last time you climbed a tree kicked a ball?
The parks, the forests, get a bit of vitamin D, exercise, good for the bones.
Ah, yeah.
Good for the muscles, the organs, the mental health. All really good and can be a lot of fun. However, there's been a bit of controversy online over the last week or so after a lady from Florida, she's actually an assistant professor, Natalie Barber. She basically tweeted a picture of a girl on a bike, little girl on a bike, making the point about the great outdoors and said, no kid remembers their best day in front of the TV.
Do you think that was her kid? I did think it was her child.
I would have thought so. Yeah. I thought that was the point of it.
And it was like, you know, oh, look at me, I'm bringing her out and out. Taking her away.
I think
she was
stuck in front of a screen.
Yeah, in front of a screen, and outdoor play is good and all that.
And it is a genuine, like, as parents, you do, you're constantly thinking about it, because I feel like we were outside a lot more as kids, you know?
All true. However, to make such a bold, definitive statement as no kid remembers their best day in front of the TV, well, a lot of people begged to differ.
She didn't expect, I'd say, the backlash. She thought she was going to get the whole, oh, you're so right.
Yeah,
hashtag living your best outdoor life.
Yeah, all that. No, it was 40 million people saw the tweet and most of them responded. And in fact, they do remember their best day in front of the TV. And some people were talking about being a kid or being a teen and those things that they remember being a great day. And others are just making the general point, even as an adult, I remember great days in front of the TV. And that's what we want to touch on with you this morning. We want to hear about the day you clearly remember sitting in front of the TV and just having the time of your life, better than any outdoor living, right?
Yeah.
For some people, it's brilliant kids TV that they remember growing up. For some people, it's big sporting moments. Others might be a big news event they remember, or a big moment in reality TV.
Yeah.
Some of those early series, like just off the top of my head, I was thinking of the night Nasty Nick got caught on Big Brother in Big Brother 1. I watched it live. What a moment. Yeah. What TV that was. Now, we have a few answers. Do you want to start, show? What your best day in front of the TV?
I have too many. We could be here till 10 o'clock, but I'll give you, when I saw this, I thought of two. I watched religiously X Factor with Cathy. We used to have, like, every single weekend we had, I wouldn't call them parties.
But they were gatherings. They were big moments.
Was there a bottle of a certain beverage involved?
Yeah. Go away.
There might have been a party.
Takeaway. We always got takeaway. Yeah. And we sat on the couch and every single week she'd go, God, the staging, the setup, the lighting. Like, she'd always comment on, you know, how fabulous it was. And I loved those nights and they will be etched in my memory forever. But I'll never forget the night that Calvin Harris crashed onto the stage with the pineapple when Jedward were performing. And, like, just sitting there going, oh my God, this is happening live. Yeah, like, this is mad. Yeah. And then my other...
He then got banned.
Yeah, right?
Calvin Harris got banned from X Factor. So when Rihanna went to number one for 6 weeks with his song, We Found Love, he couldn't come and perform it with
it. He wasn't allowed to perform.
Or because he gate crashed Jedward's performance
with a pineapple.
This is one of the most famous men in the world now. It's gas.
If you haven't seen it, look it up. It was so funny. And then my other one, which is actually more recent, I don't know, when did Harry and Meghan get married?
That was, I don't know.
The
only thing I do remember about it.
2018,
maybe.
The only thing I remember clearly about it, it was darkness into light day, because I went into darkness into light and then I got home
and I
set myself up for the day.
Yeah, I remember talking to you. I remember us what's happened. So I had stupidly booked my highlights for that morning. And I was like, do I change it? But my roots are really bad. Anyway, went to the hairdresser and lovely girl doing my hair, and she had the salon out the side of her house. We stopped. Once she'd put the colour in, we went into the house and we sat down in front of the TV, me and the hairdresser, and watched the footage of the wedding. And I'll never forget that moment of, like, here we are.
Yeah.
May 19th, 2018.
Okay,
Summer. Okay, I'll go over to you, Killian. I'll chat in a few minutes.
Mine has definitely, just more recent times, has to be in 2021 when Max Verstappen won his first world title.
The championship can only be won by one, and it's going Dutch in 2021. Max Verstappen, for the first time ever, is champion of the world.
I get goosebumps when I hear it, when I rewatch that. It was just because my little brother was mad Lewis Hamilton and I was mad Max Verstappen, and the whole thing, like, I thought he had lost. So we were eating dinner, I remember my brother's girlfriend was down and dad was half watching it, two tellies were on in the house, and then when it all came to the head, we were roaring, and my father was like, well, shut up, Williams, I want to hear what they're saying. And we were roaring, but it's just one of the greatest days in front of a television.
But isn't that the thing about sports, that when you're when something live like that happens, you'll never forget where you were.
I'm going to just play one that was very popular with people on Twitter in terms of best day in front of the TV, and it's a classic reality TV moment.
Dear Lord, what a sad little life, Jay. You ruined my night completely so you could have the money, but I hope now you spend it on getting some lessons in grace and decorum, because you have all the grace of a reversing dump truck without any tyres on.
Just such a classic.
Come down with me, classic.
What happened to him?
Still quoted. I don't know.
I have no idea, but I remember I had that as my Tinder bio for ages. No wonder I got no matches.
Yeah. Okay, so you get where we're going here. What we want to hear from you is, tell us about a brilliant day in front of the TV. What was the moment that just got you going? Was it a news event, a sport event, kids TV, reality TV, or whatever you're into yourself? But it's just a day you'll never forget, sitting in front of the TV and being so excited.
Where were you? Who was with you? What were you eating? Like, what are those kind of core memories? Give us all
it's
the
all
facts.
Important.
Yeah, it is.
Give me your answers here. Let's firstly hear from Larry, and he's a couple of sporting memories.
Okay.
Here's one of them.
Morning, lads. The one that stands out for me be Sonia O'Sullivan, 2000 Olympics. Inside in school, and he wheels in the telly. Small, I'd say she's about 32 inches. And 300 or 400 kids trying to look in and watch it. Some crack.
Oh, she was some legend. Sonia O'Sullivan, no, like, God, she was brilliant. I raced against her.
Did you?
I did the great... It's called the Great Ireland Run. I told you this story before.
Pink Run or something.
No, it's not the Pink Run. The Great Ireland Run. It's in the Phoenix Park every year, and they made me run.
Oh yeah, you got filmed during it.
Yeah, got filmed during it, and I asked me to start with her and to interview her. Interview Sonia O'Sullivan as she's running beside you.
Yeah.
That wasn't happening. I got left behind.
Now, Larry had another mention, and this will just never get old. And it's the day that Eamon Dunphy got a little bit upset on the telly with Bill O'Hurley, God rest him. And
what year was this?
Let me have a look. I don't know.
Six or seven, I think.
Yeah, I'd say it was late noughties is what we're talking about. So quite angry. Let's have a listen.
If he goes and sees sick children in hospital, this is a family man with five children who's a credit to his country and to his family. And I'm not going to listen to him being called a tug by you.
Hang on a second, though. Don't misquote me. I said that was written.
Why are you introducing it to this?
Because I'm saying there's an alternative view.
And whose view is it?
That's the view that was...
Whose view is it?
In the column on the Sunday Times.
No, column.
I'm
by who?
It's on the back page of the Sunday Times last Sunday. Look at it.
And who wrote it?
I can't remember his name.
I'll tell you who wrote it.
Who?
I can remember his name. Rod Little. He's the guy who ran away and left his wife for a young one.
Come on, that's all about it.
I love Bill.
I didn't.
You don't even know who wrote it.
Bill is
You can't
so
be
funny.
Saying that.
Eamon. Eamon, you can't be saying that.
They were the good years of commentary, weren't they?
I know.
They?
When you look at the Euros and the kind of punditry this year, you just miss that so much.
Like, even watching it last night, I wasn't getting much from it, to be honest with you. I did say, though, Roy Keane's aged well.
Watching
the BBC
coverage?
ITV.
I was watching ITV as well, for sure.
Okay, couple of the messages. Love these. Sabrina was on when we finally watched Breaking Bad after all the recommendations, and oh my God, was unreal.
Yeah.
Nelson was on to us when Portugal won the Euro Cup in 2016. I was in Mozambique.
Are you Portuguese, Nelson? I wonder, because I'm nervous about what I might say next. My great day for me is the year they didn't win it, and Ronaldo bawled. And I just like watching Ronaldo cry. I'm really sorry. It's just it's a thing I love.
He's still crying.
Yeah, he's still crying. Look, let's just stay on the sporting theme for one more moment. If you were to ask me, big moment for me, big great day in front of the TV was this. So either
You'll
Istanbul 2006
alone.
Or 2019, either are both wonderful days in front of the telly. We'll
get up. I got you in the morning.
Beat breakfast.
Okay, a couple of sporting ones very quickly. Damien in Wexford says, obviously World Cup, he remembers 1990. I remember Ireland beating Italy in 94 as a small child. Whoa, big moment. Also, more recent than that, Jamie in Kilkenny, Randolph booting the ball up to Shane Long. He's sticking it in the net against Germany on the 70th minute in 2015. What a game. What a day. One Shane Long.
Avril was on. With regards to the best times in front of the TV, do you guys remember this? Nadine and her passport. What date of birth did I give? What did I say?
Mommy, where's my passport?
I gasped, said Avril.
Okay, let's go. Donal, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're not
good,
too
mister.
Bad.
We're good. Right. You've got two for us, actually, don't you?
I've got two. I've got one that I'll always remember, and I've got one that's absolutely epic. Which one do you want first?
You hit us. You hit us. You
surprise
us.
Don't know.
Go on.
The one that I always thought was epic. I remember sitting in bed watching this, and I think a lot of people that watch Big Brother will know this was Kim Woodburn absolutely going off on one on Big Brother.
They had to get the security in to hold her back.
Iconic.
Absolutely iconic with the help of a bit of alcohol, and she was fighting with Nicola McLean and
of all
James
people.
George.
Hang on, I've got a little clip for you, Donald.
You want to be punished? You ain't seen nothing yet. You want trouble, which I don't want. Oh, by Christ, you're going to get it in spade loads. You horrible, horrible people, and you girls that are gang-handed. You are such a bunch of cowards.
She did not care.
No.
Yeah.
What was your other memory, Ed Donald?
So the other one was back in 2012, was Katie Taylor in the Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember we would have went up. We went up to all the preliminary rounds and everything. We went up to Bray, and there was screens everywhere on the main street. And the place was just absolutely packed. You couldn't see down the street. There was that many people.
Yeah.
And then when she got to the final, they had it in a big field, and there was just thousands upon thousands of people there, and the atmosphere, it was something that you'll never forget. And then when they raised her hand when she won the gold medal,
unbelievable!
You couldn't hear yourself think.
That was a moment.
It sure was. Can we also just have another little moment from that era, the London 2012 Olympics, the opening ceremony, and when the five Spice Girls appeared? Well, I gasped.
That was a TV moment that will go down in history forever and ever. Yeah, when you were talking about the Olympics, it was all I thought of.
Yeah,
it was them coming out on the bus. Yeah,
unbelievable. Right, Donald, have a great day. Thanks for chatting to us.
Okay, bye.
Okay, a couple of other quick ones. We got a text in, and I love this because the beat was on at the time. I remember it so clearly. Watching Chris Doran win You're a Star. Everyone on our street in Hennessy's Road watching it. Some people had their TVs in their garden. Great excitement. And a brilliant few weeks followed. And then, of course, the Eurovision.
Everybody together now. Come on.
My world stops turning in the morning.
Oh, yeah. Go on,
the Watford National Anthem. They used to play this in the nightclubs. Okay, and one more to mention right now. We could not talk about great days in front of the TV without mentioning this one. And Natasha was on to us, and she just has two words for us. David's dead.
David's dead.
No, he's not.
You can't do that.
What? Sit down, babe. What? Sit down.
They told me that David is dead.
She's,
yes.
David.
Yes. She Will said he just it? Died, and I can't... I hold this in by myself.
No! Where's David?
Where's David?
Where's David?
Yes, he is.
He's in there asleep.
David, my ex-husband.
I'm freaking out.
Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Thank you. I want to talk to you a little bit on rituals, good luck, superstitions. How do you bring luck into your life? Do you have a little knack or a trick yourself of bringing a bit of luck? Is there a show pre-ritual that you have apart from you have to have your fancy coffee?
You have to have
your hot water bottle charged. If you have those two things in place, you're going to have a good morning.
No, that's just to keep me happy. I don't know if that's a ritual. I don't think I have like specific rituals, but I do think my Nana and Grandad's rosary beads give me good luck, so I like to know where they are at all times and that they're close by. And apart from that, I wouldn't call myself superstitious.
Okay.
Like, I have a friend, Maria, who's very superstitious, and she won't walk under ladders
cracks on pavements.
What's the bird thing? You have to wave at something.
Oh, magpie. You wave at a magpie.
Yeah, for
good luck. I hate seeing one magpie.
Okay.
And my day is kind of ruined because one for sorrow, two for joy.
Yeah.
Three for girl, four for a boy. I see three and like, who's pregnant? shoes on the table, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The reason I'm talking about the rituals thing is Perry Edwards, formerly of Little Mick, she's out on her own now. And in fact, she will be talking to Megan on Most Wanted this week. So keep your ear out for that. But she was on the podcast this week and she was talking about when she's about to do a show, either with Little Mick or on her own. And she says that she has a little ritual. I always have to put my left shoe on first, but zip up the right. It's bizarre. So usually I have boots and I put the left boot on first, then the right boot. I zip the right, then the left. And if it goes wrong and someone's like getting me dressed and they do it, then I have to take it all off, start again. That's her ritual for a show. Left boot on, right
tie
boot
the
on.
Boot. Tie the right
tie
one.
Tie the right one, tie the left one. And she believes that brings her luck. Now, some people will think that's absolutely crazy. Mm. And others will go, no, I get that. I've got my own little rituals for success.
And it probably formed on the basis of like a really good show that she did at the start of her career. And then suddenly it was like, right, I can't work any other way because if I do, it'll bring me bad luck.
Yeah.
Like if somebody says something like, oh, you know, it hasn't rained for 3 days. And I'll be like, I do touch wood. Touch like wood. I'd say I touch wood. Every day. Like I'm always. Oh no. Oh no, Niall. No, you did not. No, you did not.
You did.
No. I touch wood for good luck. Shut up. You know exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Lots of people, like we all do that, don't we? You're looking around for wood.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's because A, we all believe in it, or B, it's just something that always happened. Our mums did it. Our grannies did it, touch wood. When you say something out loud, you go touch wood.
And there's not as much wood around as there used to be. Like there's a lot more
it's
stuff.
Awful, like,
seriously. Handing it over to you. What are your superstitions? Do you have a ritual? Do you have like a good luck kind of routine that you do before a match or before
you're
going
on stage?
Yeah,
I'm thinking of people in sports that, you know, if you've got a big match, you have to wear a certain pair of boxers or something like that. You know, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the Liverpool players always touch the crest as they go onto the pitch.
Yeah,
that's the
ritual,
club thing, club ritual. Do you have a little ritual like that? Or do you have other little things that you like to do? You know, like for example, for me, I don't feel comfortable if the TV volume is on an odd number. I like to have it on an even number and then I feel comfortable.
I'd never think of that.
Yeah.
That wouldn't bother me.
That's another just little thing that I have. And maybe there's some superstitions that you absolutely live by. 085 102 9103. Do you touch wood every day?
Josh.
Back to your rituals. Do you have any little rituals like Perry Edwards from Little Mix? Let's start. Larry was on to us and he says, when playing sport, I always used to wait until I went on the pitch to tie my laces.
Ah, okay.
Why?
Because it was
it's
just
a ritual.
Like a superstition.
It says good luck
like,
thing.
It was, again, he probably won a match like, and that was what started it, you know?
Although you just don't fall over on your way onto the pitch and look like an aegis. Also, rituals. Okay, not great for the health, but Rita was on a fag before I open a letter. And a fag before I do anything, she says, really, you know. Okay, that's our ritual and so be it. And, oh, we've got someone dishing the dirt here on Shona Lyons. Jeanette was on to us with a little bit of goss. Have a listen.
Good morning, Beat. Just let you in on a little Shona ritual. I was in a play with Shona called Portia Coughlin, which Shona had the lead, and she played Portia Coughlin. But every night before we went on, Shona made sure that she went around to all the cast, and we had a huge cast, as plays go, but she made sure that she ran some lines with everybody. If they had two lines with her, or 22 lines, or a whole scene, she made sure to go around and really put everyone at ease. So thanks for that ritual, show. Have a good day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Aww, thank you, my darling Jeanette. Thank you. And what did Niall say when he played that voice?
I said, is that a good luck ritual or is that her being a control freak? You better get your lines right because you're up against me.
Don't mess it up. Yeah. I would not be like that.
Who's Portia Coughlin?
Portia Coughlin is a character and it's a play by a very well-known Irish playwright, very dark, Marina Carr.
Okay, very good. Well done.
I'm not sure you would have sat through it.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Tuesday morning and it's time for Beat the Band with Active Tribe in Corten in Wexford. All the activities from the swimming pools to the picnic area and fitness classes too. And info at activetribe.ie. Now, we have a gang ready to play this morning. And really rubbing in our poor weather today. We're crossing live to the Costa Brava. Alan, how are you?
Brilliant. Have a great time.
Yay! So good morning.
Sunshine and the joy.
Good morning to you guys, to Alan, to Ailish, to Annabelle and to Juliet. I don't know, just describe exactly what you can see right now, lads.
Sun. Clear blue skies.
Yeah.
Swimming pool,
yeah.
Yeah.
Is there people putting their towels on the beds as we speak?
Yeah, we've done it there since 6:30 this morning.
Guys, can we have an update on the tans, please? Yeah. How are they coming along?
Oh, not bad. A few more freckles than I came home with. So, not too bad.
Ranging from red to brown.
Can I ask you, what temperature do you think it is? Do you have one of those temperature gauges?
24 there now this morning.
Yeah, it's getting warmer, though. The app says 30 today.
And are you hitting the pool today? Are you going to hit the beach? What's the plan?
Plan is bit of both. Pool, beach this morning, I think, for a few hours, and then back and the pool. Kids love the pool and the bar. So we should pass it up.
The bar. And have you had breakfast already now? It's an hour ahead there, is it?
Yeah, it's 9:15 here. Yeah, I breakfast outside. Stuff like that.
Well, we're delighted that you're playing Beat the Bomb this morning. Delighted that you're listening on the app, and it's lashing rain in the southeast, all right?
Oh, yeah, we're delighted to be on. We've been trying for ages. We listen every morning during the school year. It's a big thing. The kids do Beat the Bomb and then they go to school. So they can't believe it because I didn't tell them. I texted in this morning. So they're delighted. Amazing. Big smiles.
Oh, well, okay. We're delighted to have you.
Big family effort on this then. Hope the question suits you guys. Let's give it a lash.
Beat the Bomb on Beat Breakfast.
Alan and the gang, what was the full name of Jennifer Aniston's character in Friends?
Oh, no. Pass.
That's Rachel Green. What animal does Sirius Black turn into in the Harry Potter series?
Pass.
Dog. Oscar Wilde is buried in which European city?
France. Paris.
Yes. In which US state would you find Harvard University?
Connecticut.
No, it's actually Massachusetts. On average, how many teeth does an adult human have?
32?
Yes. Which flightless bird is the emblem of New Zealand?
Kiwi.
Kiwi is right. No, yeah. Kiwi is right. Yeah. Steve Rogers is the real name of which Marvel superhero?
No idea.
That's Captain America. In which movie does Leonardo DiCaprio portray the disgraced stockbroker Jordan Belfort?
No,
The Wolf of Wall Street. In GAA, how many points are awarded for a goal?
Three.
Yes. What is Prince Harry's official first name?
Harold.
No, it's actually Henry. What is an eight-sided shape called?
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah.
There's a snake in my boot is famously spoken in which 1995 animated movie? Yes.
Toy Story.
Yes. Well, who was elected as the new UK Prime Minister last week?
Keir Starmer.
Yes. Which Irish actor will star in the upcoming Gladiator 2 movie? Take your time. He's your man. I can't give you any clues. You'd know him though.
The heat.
It's Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal was the answer we're looking for that. But look, we got a lucky 7 this morning. That is not a bad score at all from your holidays. And when you get back home to Ireland, we're going to send you over to Active Tribe in Corktown because you've got a €50 voucher to enjoy some of the activities there, okay?
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million, guys. I just one thing. Yeah. Just want to, we have 2 girls here, but we have another lad at home in Kilcullen looking after the house and all that. So we want to give a shout out to Dara.
Dara, cut the lawn.
We love it. Thank you so much for playing,
have
guys.
A wonderful
and
holiday,
enjoy the
guys.
Rest of your holiday, okay?
Bye. Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
They were lovely.
Info at activetribe.ie. Another chance to play tomorrow. 9 from Donal yesterday. Still the score.
Get up!
I woke up this morning.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
This is a bit of a shocker now, I won't lie to you.
It's a bit vile, to be honest with you. Elton John has hit the headlines over the last 24 hours. He couldn't hold it in while he was shopping for runners in France. So he was in a shop called Sugar Kicks in Nice. It looks to me to be a kind of side street kind of little shoe shop. Okay. It's not like a big, it's not on a big massive main street or anything.
A shopping mall or anything.
Yeah, no. So Ryan Sukar, who is the owner of Sugar Kicks in Nice, told TMZ that Elton John came into his shop yesterday afternoon with his two sons and a bodyguard and asked if there was a toilet, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of shops don't have
toilets. They don't have customer toilets.
Yeah.
However, they often have staff toilets. And if Elton John came in, you might go, yeah, okay, look, you're Elton John. Come and use the staff toilet. Maybe the staff toilet was really dirty. He didn't want a celebrity in there.
Oh, yeah, you'd be mortified. When Elton was told that there wasn't a toilet round, the shop owner, Ryan Sukar, says that the singer turned to his security guard and asked for a bottle.
Mm.
Then he took a few steps away from other shoppers and began to take a leak into the bottle.
In the shop. I was surrounded by the shoes.
Well, no, he had moved away
into
from
a corner.
People.
Yeah.
But Elton has some poor aim.
Oh.
As he got a little bit of pee on the floor, apparently.
Oh, no.
And he asked his security guard for a towel to clean up the mess. Now, the shop owner says that he was shocked and frustrated, and this was a first in his 3 years running the business. Now, what happened here was that this shop owner had no idea who Elton John was. And when he asked Elton what he did for a living, the singer
what do you do for work?
Simply responded, I'm Elton John.
Yeah, well, obviously. Yeah.
Classic Elton. Like, I probably would have belted out one of my biggest hits. Like,
la, 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 la.
Step into Christmas.
Step into Christmas.
Anyway, Ryan says he did a quick search online and that's when he realised this was a huge deal. And you're right, Ryan. It is a huge deal. That's Elton John.
Yeah, you see, Ryan is a cool kicks shop owner. And it reminds me a bit of that cop who arrested Justin Timberlake a few weeks ago and didn't know who he was.
I'm sorry,
but the young generation
assumed that, like, everybody knows who Elton John is. No,
well,
Gillian?
I would.
Well, like, if you were young, you mightn't have seen what he looks like. You would have heard
You
him.
Know the name,
maybe,
yeah.
You would know the name. Like, the only thing relevant he's done
is Cold Heart. But yeah, like, that's one of the biggest hits of the last 3 years.
Yeah. So. And Rocket Man, I suppose. But then people just think of that guy.
And he headlined Glastonbury last year.
I just feel like I'm really surprised that someone so distinct looking as Elton John wouldn't stand out. Even if you didn't exactly know who he was, would you not look at him and go, he's got a celeb like vibe about him?
Now, I think peeing in a bottle in a shoe shop is vile. The only time I've ever seen people pee in a bottle is at festivals when they can't, they just want to go the whole way to the toilets. But we do have a couple of defence lines here for Elton.
Well,
this.
I just feel like he's a bit older and he had
he
to
go.
Now, I would have maybe taken myself out the back or, you know, like down a side street or something. Like, you know, I don't think I would do it in the shop, but I do think age, you know, if, you know, he needed
and
to go.
The other factor is it can be very hard to find a public toilet.
Oh, impossible.
Yeah, I mean.
Impossible. Mm. Yeah, like I think we underestimate the lack of public toilets. Anyway, obviously Ryan, the owner of this shoe shop, who's massively been put on the map now with his Sugar Kicks in Nice, says he realised he was a huge deal. And the good news is
he splashed Sugar Kicks.
Oh God, vile. In the end, we believe that Elton bought two pairs of sneakers for, well, you'd have to, really,
yeah,
you wouldn't you?
You would have to do it on the floor. You'd have to give something back.
Well, don't you feel like when you go into somewhere, like if you, like I would be embarrassed to go in somewhere unless I was with Eve where she really needs to go. But you know the way you'd always feel like you had to spend something if you were like using the facilities.
A lot of toilets are for customers only.
Yeah.
You don't follow that rule when you duck into that hotel that you like with the nice toilets. Do you? You always buy something. Do you?
Well, that is the nicest toilet in the world. And I think they know me well enough to know that, you know, I use their facility sometimes. Anyway, he snapped a picture for the store and shook hands with Ryan before leaving. So as I said, this has massively put Sugar Kicks in Nice on the map, but like slightly for the wrong reason. I can categorically say I've never peed into a bottle and I don't think I ever will.
Could you?
I wouldn't be confident.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Do you like a croissant? Croissant.
I've mixed feelings on croissants.
Okay, go on. They're messy. Like
they're messy. There's too much air. too much air.
No, no.
They crumble everywhere. But having said that, I am a devil for a simple ham and cheese croissant.
Okay. I love that all buttery kind of pastry taste, you know.
Okay.
It is a French delicacy, right? But one food savvy TikToker has taken it upon himself to explain exactly how it should be consumed, right? Now, this has taken me aback a little bit because I had a croissant the other day. Killian bought 4 for €3 in Tesco and I was too lazy to go upstairs and get butter. And I did feel like it was...
You just picked at it, did you?
Yeah.
Savage.
I know. Etiquette coach William Hansen, who of course has a podcast with a guy called Jordan North, explained how we do things differently when it comes to eating croissants. This is what he says a croissant should be eaten. Like.
Please remember, when you're eating your croissant or any type of patisserie, we don't dunk it in our coffee or chocolat chaud, though they may do that in France. In Britain, we don't do that.
No.
Remember, no butter for croissant. It's just jam or marmalade. Add the croissant on the plate and eat.
No!
I don't think I agree with that.
No. I mean, I was like annoyed with myself that I hadn't like made the trip up the stairs to put butter on. Like a croissant without butter, what is it like?
Particularly if you're having a savoury one, like ham and cheese, it'd be very dry without the butter.
No, but even a plain croissant with no butter. Like I love a big slab of butter in the middle of it.
There are some people who have their scones just with the jam, like no butter. So what's the difference with a croissant?
No butter and a scone.
Mm.
There's nobody that eats
they might
a scone.
Have cream or jam and no butter.
Oh, jam and cream, yeah, but you'd have to put something on. But the fact that he's putting jam with no butter on, like hundreds of people have taken to TikTok to disagree, declaring that they'll eat the food however they want, of course. But one said, if they put butter on the table, it's going on something and the croissant is the better option. Like, that is a good point. Mm. You know, like you do get served a scone or a croissant with butter. Another agreed. Sorry, William. Always add butter to my croissant. Guess I'm a heathen. A third.
No, this is tough going. I want to warn everyone before you read this one out.
A third said, etiquette. My colleague used to dip her croissant in a glass of Coca-Cola.
That's madness.
And I'm 100% supportive of the things that bring her joy. How did you even discover that you would put any kind of like... No.
Mm.
Bread. Imagine that's just like just putting a bit of white bread into a glass of Coke. I love a beautiful buttery croissant. Hot croissant with like loads of real butter on it. So I'm very sorry to you, William Hansen.
You may be an etiquette expert, but you had no joy.
No. Just putting jam on without butter.
Madness. Hot tip from Paula. Hot tip. Are you ready? I'm getting so
now
hungry.
Now really sell it to me now. Come on. Read it out to me there.
Croissant.
Yeah.
Smothered in Nutella. Actually, it says smattered, not smothered. A layer of sliced strawberries, squirty cream, sweet holy God, heaven on a plate.
Well, Paula, like, it sounds like that is just your...
What happy
is,
place.
Your happy place. Can I say something, right? And this is going to be extremely controversial on this show. And I know haters are going to hate. I hate Nutella.
I mean, it's 9:45.
I know, it's a lot.
On a wet Tuesday morning, and she decides to land this one on us.
And, like, I always feel like it's something that I should be ashamed of. Because I just feel like Nutella's really took off in the last, like, 10, 15 years, didn't it? Like, Nutella's, like, really, you know.
I remember when we were, like, kids, they used to do a little, it was like a 12p pack. It was just a little pack that you'd peel back.
Of Nutella?
Yeah.
You still get them sometimes with like pancakes and waffles and stuff.
Yeah,
and
we used to buy them in the shop and just use our finger to eat them.
I don't understand Megan, like from Beats Most Wanted. She takes Nutella on a spoon.
Hmm.
I think her and Killian share the spoon.
Well, I don't know if that's too much.
Honestly, is there anybody else out there that doesn't like Nutella like me? Like, honestly, just make me feel a little
what
bit
is
better.
It? Is it the nuttiness?
No, sure, I love nuts. Ah, Niall.
Sorry.
Niall.
Giddy this morning.
I like all nuts, but I just mean.
So,
I don't
what,
know what
is
I,
it?
I don't know because do you know what I love? So, I really should like Nutella because I like a Ferrero Rocher. But it, just the idea of. I think it's the Nutella on its own. It's just the chocolate spread.
Nicole in Tramore ain't happy, she says. And the Southeast has switched radio stations. Nutella for life.
Nicole.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
It's hard to see you the same after this.
I thought I was going to be just like open and honest with you. I didn't know this was going to be such a. I said haters going to hate, but I didn't expect a backlash and I didn't expect you to start it, Nicole.
If you've any reaction to this, jaw-dropping astounding news this morning.
Surely there is somebody else. Come forward. 085-102-9103. Nutella. If you do not like Nutella, voice note us now. Just let you... Do you know what? I'll give you a travel mug if you can explain your reason. Yeah. Oh, the WhatsApp has happened.
Trying to buy you. Trying to buy you. Okay. Nutella. the Anti-Nutella Club have come together this morning to join show to give her support in this difficult moment for her after her groundbreaking admission.
The last time we got a reaction like this was about 2 or 3 weeks ago on the show when I revealed to you what a club sandwich is. And if you weren't with me that morning, it is chicken lettuce under bacon, yeah. Okay?
Okay, Annalisa. And we've got Amy. We've got Sarah in a tie. We've got Sinead. We've got Michelle. We've got Nora in Kildare.
You should have made a song out of this.
We've got...
We've got Cal.
All of these very much in support of you this morning on the Nutella. But let's hear some of the thoughts, starting with Lisa. And this is what she has to say.
Hi, guys. No, Shona, I'm totally with you. I think Nutella, like, chocolate has no business as a sandwich. Yeah. Like, if people, like, my little sister loves eating just spoonfuls of Nutella. Aww. And I'm like, that, like, a full spoon of thick, heavy chocolate. And I'm a chocoholic.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm with you now. I'm not a Nutella head at all.
Yes, girl, I am also a self-confessed chocoholic.
Tracy was on too.
Morning show. Oh my God, I'm with you, girl. Can't stand Nutella. Even the thought of it. Love nuts, just like you. I am nuts. But anyway, no. Cannot stand the texture, the taste. No. Yuck.
Maybe that's it. You have enough nuttiness in you. You don't need any more. Janine was on too.
Morning show. I'm with you on the Nutella thing. My kids love it. My partner loves it. I actually cannot stand it. Like that, eat it off the spoon. Yeah. Oh, ugh. No. Like that, love Ferrero Rocher, Joe. But no, definitely not.
And we leave the last word on this to Marion, who says, I simply do not get the Nutella love. I too love Ferrero Rocher. I love them. I love making pancakes, but I'd only buy Nutella for the family. Mm. I just don't get it. I'm with show, just say no. No to Nutella. Marion.
Just say no.
That's placard
no
in itself.
No to Nutella.
The placard.
Get up. Beat Breakfast.
And in the UK, and they were looking at the most calming accents, and they found that the Welsh accent was number one, then the Yorkshire accent, and then the Northern Irish accent. She always tried the Yorkshire accent. She's told she was wrong. If you're from Yorkshire, please send us a voice note so we can just get it right. I'll ask that before we talk to Kathleen. What's the most calming Irish accent outside of the North, because the North is always number one in that, but like around, you know,
I don't know, because the Galway accent can be quite soft. I can't do it now, but I do.
The Kerry accent is quite calming once it's not too thick.
What's the Kerry accent?
Kerry accent is so aggressive.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You're thinking of the Healy Rays, though, more so than.
Yeah, but
what
still
is
aggressive.
The Kerry accent?
Think, well, Micheál Omar Hurtig is famous, you know, obviously, for the being from Kerry. Yeah. You know.
Like, oh, that's the best I've ever heard.
I don't know if that's very calming.
Yeah,
I
exactly. Yeah. Aggressive.
Yeah.
Stu was on to us. This was his
okay,
thoughts.
Go on, Stu.
I'd love a wee beet travel mug for when I'm out and about.
I know Stu, and I don't think that's his accent, but I think that's very good.
Not bad.
I do think that's very good.
Kathleen, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Good.
We're good, darling, we're good.
Now, you have been in Ireland for quite a while, but you still have not lost your original wonderful accent. Is that fair?
Well, do you know, it depends on who I'm talking to. When I'm surrounded by Geordies, I can sound like Cheryl Cole, but for the most part, I have to say I tone it down a bit. I'm a primary school teacher, and when I first moved here, the head teacher had to pull me to the side and say, the children don't understand what you're saying. So I had to end up speaking with a better accent for down here. I had to learn how to talk proper.
Kathleen, take a breath. I think it's your speed more than your accent might be the issue with the kids. You talk really fast. Do all Geordies talk that fast?
Every single one of us.
Well, Kathleen, can I just say, I don't know what fair enough if the kids couldn't understand you. I could listen to you all day long. I think it's absolutely beautiful.
God love you. My family would argue with you, mind. But I am a bit of a chatter. I think that's part of the Geordie makeup as well. You're a good talker.
Yeah.
Okay. And where do you live now? Is it you in Wexford?
Well, I'm in North Wexford, so it was just north of Gorey in Castletown now. I'm the only Geordie in Castletown.
The only Geordie in town.
What a feat. Can you, like, do you do a Wexford accent?
Badly.
Go on.
Hello, hon.
When I think Geordie, Kathleen, I just remember the old song, Fuggin' the Tyne is all mine, mine.
Yeah.
Fuggin' the Tyne is all mine.
Let me tell you a story. I went to school and my cousin was in the same class as Ant and Dec.
Wow, no.
So, I mean, I'll tell you. And we got a chance to go and have a look at the Biker Grove Studios. And at the time, you'll not remember, but there was a fella called Gorgeous Gillespie on there. And I thought, oh, Gorgeous Gillespie, he's fantastic, he is. I'd love to meet Gorgeous Gillespie. And there were these two Ganges running around trying to make everybody laugh, this Ant and Dec. And I go, oh, my God, can you just get rid of them? I want to meet Gorgeous Gillespie. Do you know where Gorgeous Gillespie is now? No, nor do I.
Oh, my God.
You wrong fella, didn't I?
You should have gone for PJ. Jane Duncan.
And you never met Ant and Dec then, did you not?
Didn't get to meet them because they were so irritating. I was looking for Gorgeous Gillespie.
She wanted Gorgeous Gillespie.
Come here. I can look him up.
He was lovely.
Okay.
He was lovely. Yeah. He was a fine thing.
Yeah, fine thing. Come here. Before we let you go, the whole idea behind this was that you had to say you wanted a Beat Breakfast travel mug in your accent. So can you give us your best, Geordie? I'd love a Beat Breakfast travel mug. Go for it.
Oh, good morning, lads. How you doing? Well, I'd love a big breakfast travel mug. Away the lads.
Hello, man.
You are a legend. We love it. You've got yourself a travel mug. Why pets? Why I?
Kathleen, have a wonderful day.
Have a good day, hon.
And you, lads.
Bye. Ta-ra.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
To ask you the question, what is like a quirky thing, like a dimple, that makes somebody attractive? So there's lots of celebs with dimples, including Kirsten Dunst.
Kirsten Dunst.
Freddie Prinze Jr., Lando Norris, Cameron Diaz, Hilary Duff, Harry Styles and Brad Pitt. But there are lots of things. I don't just want to talk about dimples. It just happens to be National Dimple Day. I want to talk about what is that like, can be a facial feature or it can be like a body part to keep it clean enough that you just look at. So I'll just start with mine, okay?
Yes.
I love cheeks. I love eyes and I love earlobes.
What is it about earlobes? Tell me more about that.
I was looking at your lobes, Circulian, before you put your headphones on. Lovely lobes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's a nice compliment.
I just like that lobe skin. I just think that's
very
real,
soft.
Real
like
soft. Yeah. I do like touching a lobe, I have to say.
Keep your lobes safe today.
Lock
shows
up
on
your
the prowls.
Yeah. So they're the little things that
What do you like to do with them? Do you just like to like feel them?
Well,
Tom have nice lobes.
I have like just done a little. I'd get like that with my fingers.
If you get near my ears, I'd take.
Let
the
me
hand
see
off,
your lobes. Take off your headphones for a sec. Oh, you've nice ones.
Do
well.
I have nice lobes?
Lovely lobes.
Get a room.
Anyway, we want to ask you that question. Maybe it's about your other half, or maybe it's when you see somebody and you're like, oh, they have nice, not the obvious things, you know, like the
boobs and the bum.
Yeah, but like the maybe it's something on the face. What about you guys? Like, what would you find attractive?
Legs.
Good calves.
That's what I like. Yeah.
Oh, shoulders is my other one. Yeah, I do like a strong calves. Shoulder.
And I got like on the ears thing. I don't really like ears. I think ears are funny. Like, they're just weird things, and they might be waxy, right?
What?
But I kind of like sticky outy ears a little bit. You know, that kind of way.
Aw, cute.
I do find it kind of cute. They're just a little bit sticky outy.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Like the FA Cup.
Go on, Killian.
I do like eyebrows and eyelashes.
Do
as
you?
In, like, not the actual hair itself on them, but if they're shaped nice. I don't know, I think it just amplifies the face or amplifies it.
Really? I would never have thought of that. Lashes.
I don't know the difference between real ones and fake ones sometimes with lashes nowadays.
You do.
I'm telling you, I'm useless.
Niall, the fake ones look like a spider is hanging off the or take flight, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Larry wants to know, do we send in pictures of our lobes for you to rate? He's just asked.
Oh,
go on, do, yeah.
Rate your lobes. Yeah. Oh, go on, Larry, go on. Kick it off this morning, 0851029103. But like, I think it's not just like, I don't know, like dimples are just like a, you know, they're a part of your face. I don't know. I think it's that appreciation of like something on somebody that like doesn't necessarily,
the mundane almost.
Yeah.
The things that don't normally get attention, like the boobs in the butt or the eyes or the smile,
lobes.
You know?
The lobes have been really like underappreciated.
You're really making that point very strongly this morning.
Well, if we are one thing, we highlight the mundane here on this show. So
what is it, that quirky thing apart from the obvious that you kind of look at in somebody that you might fancy? 085 102 9103. Your voice notes are welcome.
Yeah,
I'm going to avoid the WhatsApp because I don't want to be looking at lobes.
Give us your lobes.
Dimples day, celebrate if you've got beautiful dimples, because today's your day. It is, and we're just talking about those other things apart from the obvious that turn you on a little bit about the whatever sex or gender you fancy.
Yeah.
And let's start with somebody who's just so in agreement with you, Sio. Like, you really just nailed it for Sabrina this morning.
Seana, my old slayer, I couldn't agree more. All my life, I just love ears. Even if someone is good looking, if the ears aren't right, it puts me off them. Have to be a certain type of ear, but I do love the lobes. I mean, hubby, I'm always playing with his lobes, and I'll be nibbling at his lobes. I even love my dog's ears, I'll be rubbing their little velvety. Velvety, like suede ears, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, people, I just love them always flicking ears, messing with ears. I just love ears, I don't know what it is. Yeah. Good job.
It's okay. Like, we're here together, Sabrina. I totally understand. No, not the dog. No,
or going around flicking ears.
No, but I get what you mean by little nibble. Mm. I get it. Can I just say, the only person who has been brave enough to send me their lobes is Larry. Mm. And Larry, they're stunning. Perfectly in proportion. Yeah, they just look lovely. They're really nice.
Jamie was on to us as well this morning, and she says, morning guys, the attractive part for me, good, strong thighs. Say no more.
Say no more.
Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Okay, this is something close to your home now, Show. There was a new report came out last night.
Close to my heart.
I saw it and I just went, well, right up our street. A survey of 2,000 people has confirmed the age-old stereotype that we just can't stop talking about the weather, with the topic cropping up 5 times a day on average. I would say you're a little bit above average, would you, Show? I'd say, you know, you bring the average up a bit.
I excel in this area,
There isn't a work meeting that we're in that she won't jam it in somewhere along the way what the latest is from our weather app.
But can I also say, I'm always thinking of us as a collective. Like, I'm always working hard to manifest, like, the last 2 weekends, perfect example, Taylor Swift and 21 Beats in Waterford. And did we or did we not have torrential rain? And then
sun came.
So, look, my work speaks for itself now, you know?
It found that we spend around, I just want to know, like, is this you?
Okay.
Work through these facts from the survey. We spend around 9 minutes each day, an hour every week, talking about the weather.
I'd be higher than that. Yeah, I'd say I'd give myself about 15 a day.
We discuss the temperature, sunshine, rainfall. Mm. And an average adult checks the weather forecast 11 times a week.
Oh God, 11 times a day, I'd say. 100%. I have the BBC weather permanently on this PC.
Yeah.
Honestly.
The research revealed that 86% of people prefer to discuss the weather face to face. 36% like to talk about it over the phone. And 23% opt for texts.
I do all of the above.
Interestingly, almost a fifth will bring up the weather during a video call, a Zoom. You've done that, I'm pretty sure.
God, I'm so guilty of this survey.
Yeah. And the top reason that people believe that discussing the weather is a good thing is because it's an easy icebreaker and it makes people feel friendly, comfortable and at ease. Most common phrases people use to strike up a conversation include lovely day, isn't it? Bit nippy today, and will this rain ever stop? Interestingly, nearly 1 in 10 believe they are very good at predicting whether it will rain, wind or shine.
I often wonder about this. Do people in warmer climates discuss the weather as much as
we do. I don't think
do.
In Spain they do, because they just presume it's going to be glorious wall-to-wall sunshine each day. There's not much to talk about. I'd say they only talk about it when it's either too hot, like up 34 up, or when it's bad weather, like they get that torrential rain. But like, on an average day, I'd say the weather doesn't come up at all in Spain.
No, it's probably not necessary.
Actually, who is our Portuguese friend there?
Nelson.
Nelson. Do you, when you're at home, do you talk about the weather a lot? Or is it just something that's... No. It's always nice.
Like, I would say, like, I'd say that what I have is borderline addiction at this stage.
Is,
like,
it is.
I'd say if you looked up my time on my app, my weather app, like, it's probably out of control. But I do think that I...
The BBC is starting to get a lot of hits.
My Uncle Barry, who lives in London, always told me the BBC is, like, shout out to Matt Aaron and then the BBC. But I would say, right, I'm baffled when I meet somebody who doesn't check their weather app the night before.
And the first thing in the morning.
And first thing in the morning. And like to decide what the day ahead is looking like, what you need to bring with you, what you should be wearing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's mad that you're out there and you're going about your day and you don't need to know like what's coming your way. You know, I do. Like, I'm going to Dublin on Saturday and I've been all over that all week.
Yeah. This report, by the way, it was commissioned to launch the new movie Twisters, which is out soon. They're doing a lot of press for it at the moment. It's getting great reviews.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure about a sequel. Sequel to the 90s iconic classic Twister. Here's a little trailer.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Oh, she's perfect.
She's gorgeous.
You thought you could destroy a tornado.
We never had a chance.
You want one?
I really like Glenn Powell on the back of watching him in Anyone But You.
I actually only watched Anyone But You last week because it's available to stream with a Now Cinema membership. And I have to say, you know me in rom-coms now, I could kind of take or leave a lot of them. It was enjoyable out fluff. I really did enjoy it.
I loved it. And Sydney Sweeney is in it as well. Yeah. It's really good.
And Twisters is out on the 17th. It's got, as you said, Glenn Powell, but also Daisy Edgar Jones is in it. And as I said, it's getting great reviews. So if you loved the classic, I remember just it was iconic as a kid, the cow being sucked up into the air. You've never seen
Twister. I've never seen Twister.
But yeah, brilliant stuff. Right.
Now, can we just find out, is there anybody as bad as me for the weather app? Like, is there anyone else out there that takes this as seriously as me? 085 102 9103. I would like to know, Niall, if there's someone else. Like,
is there any kind of self-help groups out there?
Weather
Addicts Anonymous or something, you know, that you could get together and just talk at each other. Now, oh wow. Lot of people in your self-help group, your Weather Addicts Anonymous show. Katie was on to us. Oh yes, 100%. Always checking the weather. On the YR website, though, apparently the farmers use it. I have heard about the YR website before and I've heard about its accuracy. Show hasn't, and you've now added another layer to her weather addiction.
What are you doing to me? Like, what? Like, this is really throwing a spanner in the works here. Like, what am I going to do
Met
now?
Air and BBC phone app, now YR as well. You're going to be busy.
Have any time to do any work, Katie?
Yeah, Aaron was on to us too. Here we go.
Oh yeah, check the weather up most evenings and most mornings. You have to prepare yourself for the next day. You have to know if there's heavy rain on the way, right, or throw on whatever, and the sun on the way, throw on a pair of shorts or whatever.
Yeah, it's important.
Text in, I'm the exact same show. A few times at night, yeah, I do a couple of times at night. I do a 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock and maybe one more before I sleep. First thing in the morning and during the day, checking all the time because we have such bad weather in Ireland and it changes all the time.
Yeah,
and that is a good point. Yeah,
in one day,
yeah,
you know?
Like last night was summer in the southeast.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just for 2 hours.
Woke up this morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast.
Just on a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger is right.
We were talking about petty reasons why friendships have ended, basically. And Chloe, this is not your story as such. It's actually your parents' story.
Yeah, exactly. So it's going back a long time now. And obviously more has happened since then. But what happened was about 18 years ago, we were getting a new kitchen put in. And you know the way the lads are outside cutting the wood to try and, you know, put the kitchen in.
Yeah, get it the right size and all that, and they have to
cut. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So just, you know, bit of sawdust flying around. Obviously, it was a windy day. and bit of sawdust, and well, the next door neighbours went berserk because there was sawdust on the car, and he came out with a little sweeping brush, like a little hand, you know, the dustpan and brush, and here he was sweeping the car, going berserk because there was a bit of sawdust. and the car. And my mom had got bad news that day, like, and it kind of just put everything into perspective that, like, you know, Lord God, like, here's you giving out a bit of a sawdust when other things are going on. And so there was a big hullabaloo and they fell out and haven't spoke since over 18 years, I think.
Over a bit of dust.
And are they still neighbours, Chloe?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, like, it's a terraced house, like, so we're, like, right.
There's no escape.
There's no avoiding. No avoiding. It's so petty, isn't it? It is a bit petty.
I'd love to think that maybe there was some kind of, like, I don't know, you know, they could come back together on the back of this, that one of them has heard it.
No, it's not too late. 18 years of bitterness and hurt. Chloe, love it. Thanks for chatting to us.
Have a great day.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.